Okay, let's be honest. You already know we sound dumb.
Yeah.
But it's time you go find out how dumb we look.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just go to all of our socials, at Brooke and Jeffrey, after you hear the full show, which starts right now.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Have you guys heard of a woman named Atiana Lopez?
I don't think so.
No.
She's a 25-year-old pink-haired fitness model with over 300,000 Instagram fans.
Oh, okay. I probably follow her then.
I have a photo for you, maybe to jog your memory. Do you know her?
No, but she's gorgeous.
I like her pink hair.
Yeah, she looks cute. Yeah, she's like a streamer in this picture.
She rakes in over $11,000 a month thanks to her ultra-hot posts.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing a lot of her followers don't know, is that she is 100% artificial intelligence.
No way!
She is totally made up.
Why do I love this? It feels like a big troll.
Yeah. It's a big troll, and you know, guys probably go nuts. I mean, obviously, 11 grand a month.
But you know what? Atiana's not alone. In fact, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of AI-generated hot bots out there.
Oh, my God. Alexis, why aren't we selling AI foot pics?
You're right.
It's not our own.
Use your real feet anymore.
Well, now they have one place where they can all hang out together.
Where's that? Because
it's the first ever beauty pageant for AI generated models called Miss AI.
What? Yay!
So Atiana is in the running there. She's going to be there along with another fan fave, Emily Pellegrini. Here's Emily.
Oh, Emily.
I'm showing. So you guys got all the photos there.
Yeah.
Anyway, Emily is the bodacious brunette who's making an eye-popping $10,000 in the first 6 weeks that she was on Instagram.
Emily is so sexy.
I feel like this is Jose's next relationship.
Oh, yeah. I would date her. You know, I'm giving up on humans. I'm totally into Emily.
But back to the pageant for these AI models.
Yeah.
There's going to be human judges that score them, of course.
Good. Why?
Based on
of course?
Obviously.
Because we know human beauty.
Yeah.
Duh.
We're the best judges.
You draw human, we can judge.
And they're basing it on three core categories. Overall beauty, tech, and social following.
Okay.
And the top hot bot will walk away with a $13,000 reward.
Why do I think there's not one female involved in any of this?
Behind the boss or in the room?
You're absolutely
it's men creating fake women for other men.
Yeah, because we know female beauty better than anybody.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can see some of the AI contestants on our Insta stories at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Don't look at Emily. That's my girlfriend.
While our listeners check out those hoax hot. We're going to send it over to our own hot bot, Digital Jake.
Wait, Digital Jake, AI Jake?
Digital, because he is AI. Not real at all. Oh, Jake,
wait a minute.
I'm just ones and zeros, guys.
Take it away, buddy.
Some ones.
It's a special day, not just for the show, but for the entire country.
Really? Wow.
Because back in 1775, on this very day, American patriot Paul Revere had his famous ride, warning the colonists that the British Army was coming.
And the British are coming!
Wouldn't you know it? That historical moment in history coincides with the birthday of another famous American hero.
Really?
The one, the only, Kourtney Kardashian.
I see.
Three British guys are coming.
Yeah.
The American media personality and socialite rose to fame back in 2007. Some would say she's more famous and influential than Paul Revere. While he was galloping through some podunk town in Virginia, she was also focused on American freedom with her spinoff, Kourtney and Kim Take Miami.
She's got way more motion.
So patriotic.
So today, I'll give you a famous quote, and you have to tell me Kourtney or Paul.
Ooh, I like it.
In a special patriotic Who Said It edition of Plenty of 20.
Oh my God.
I could see a lot of overlap between these two.
This could be harder than you think.
Why do I feel
or super easy.
I feel like they both love hats.
I'm just confused.
Oh my God.
Probably both did equestrian growing up.
Yeah.
We're going to start with the woman who's got shirtless posters of Paul Revere all over her cubicle.
Hey.
That's Alexis.
He looks so good on a horse.
Alexis, your first quote is, okay, your conversations are too long. Bye. Who said that? Was that Kourtney Kardashian or American Revolutionary Paul Revere?
Well, he was in a hurry. He had to go from house to house.
He don't got time for that.
That's true.
I'm going to take a risk and say Kourtney.
Bold. Alexis is saying that was Kourtney Kardashian. That is Correct.
Oh, the twist in this
game. Don't believe it.
Such a difficult game. Great work, Alexis. Let's go over to Brooke.
Oh, God, I'm nervous.
Brooke, here's your quote. There's a time for casting silver, a time for casting cannon.
Yes.
If that isn't the red, it should be.
If is that Paul isn't Revere? The red, it should be.
Courtney could say that after like five sangrias.
I could see her actually shaking a salad while she said it.
Yeah.
You know? Her whole health company.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time like Alexis, but I'm going to go Paul Revere.
Brooke said Paul Revere. That is...
Don't be harsh.
That's correct,
Brooke. Wow, I can't believe I did it.
Well, Jose, it's your turn.
Let's go.
Here's your quote, Jose. No matter what you do, you'll never run away from you. Is that Kourtney Kardashian or Paul Revere?
Uh-oh. No. Like, no matter what you do, Kim, you're never going to run away from you.
It does sound like a song lyric that she could be repeating from Blink-182.
Yeah, you know? Travis, you know what? I said Kourtney!
Jose said Kourtney Kardashian.
Let's
that
go,
is
Jake.
Incorrect.
Oh, Kourtney!
That's good old PR, Paul Revere, Jose. I'm sorry.
He was pretty woke back then. He was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
You're the first person eliminated from Kourtney versus Paul. Let's go to Jeffrey. Jeffrey, your quote, let every man do his duty.
No.
Is that Kourtney Kardashian?
Did Kourtney say that?
It's
or
duty.
Paul Revere?
All the butlers.
Was that
all
from season 4, episode 3 at Kim's second bachelorette party with all the male dancers? Let every man do his duty.
Yeah, that's what we pay for, ladies.
Oh, I do see someone with ripaway pants that is in uniform right now.
Kris Jenner shout that.
No.
He might be getting them mixed up. I feel like I have to play it safe here and go with Paul Revere on that one.
Oh,
Jeffrey
no.
said Paul Revere. That is... That's correct.
All right.
Three gonna get Pauls harder? In a row there. We're back to Alexis.
Three Pauls in a row.
Alexis, let's look on the bright side. Now I have a huge closet, guys. Is that Paul Revere or Kourtney Kardashian?
I mean,
Colonial closets, to my knowledge, notoriously small.
You need something to fit all that stuff. But Kourtney, maybe.
Alexis said Kourtney. That is... That's correct, Alexis. Two for two.
Okay, give it to me, Jake.
Brooke, strive for progress, not perfection.
Ooh.
Is that Kourtney Kardashian or Paul Revere?
Yeah,
my kids always lecture me, Mom, practice doesn't make perfect, practice makes progress. And she's got a lot of kids. I'm leaning towards Kourtney, but I'm going to say Paul.
Brooke said Paul Revere. That is correct.
Wow.
Jeffrey, here's your quote. Every person has the power to make a difference.
Mm.
Is that Kourtney Kardashian or Paul Revere?
That was hard.
I can think of what moments would Kourtney be saying these.
That could be on a Target home decor sign, honestly.
I'm just going to say that it was Kourtney.
Jeff said Kourtney. That is incorrect. That was Paul Revere.
Wow.
All right, ladies, we're down to the final couple quotes.
Here we go. Let's
Next
go.
Person to get one wrong loses.
You got
Alexis.
This.
You got smarter since hanging out with me. Is that Kourtney or Paul Revere?
I want it to be Paul. Let's go
so
Paul Revere.
Bad.
Alexis said Paul Revere. That
It's right.
Incorrect.
No.
That was Kourtney Kardashian. Brooke, that means you've won the first ever Paul versus Kourtney edition of...
Plenty of 20.
I've always loved me some American history,
Jake. That was great, dude.
I'm going to choose Jose. Right. We're going down so quick.
Jose, you're going to be getting shocked, and you're going to be singing Party
so
in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
Oh, Paul Revere didn't sing this.
No.
Okay,
Miley.
I wasn't sure. So I put my hands up, they're playing my song. Butterflies fly away.
That was the Alexis arrangement.
That was so disrespectful.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Is there anywhere on earth that seems more down-to-earth wholesome than your local farmer's market?
It does have good vibes.
It's cute local business owners selling their hand-grown and handmade goods.
Oh, my God. A busker playing something on a tub banjo.
No one also made.
Some kids playing in, like, the puddle next to the sewer.
Oh, no kids.
Good times.
Splash it on your face.
But what if I told you there's actually some shady stuff going on behind the scenes there?
What?
At the farmer's market?
And I'm not even talking about what happens after closing hours between the animal balloon guy and the organic honey girl.
No. I always knew it'd be them.
Yeah, it sounds sticky.
Well, we have a woman on the phone who claims one tent at the farmer's market is actually a scam.
What?
And she's embarrassed to say her friend is the person running it.
Whoa.
You're going to hear it in a brand new mass speaker. It's not the honey girl. Okay, trust me.
God.
You're
going
to hear it coming up.
You don't know me. confession I can't take back.
I am
the Masked Speaker.
Got a text at 78592 that says, my wife caught me crying the other day.
Aww.
I told her it was because an old high school friend had died.
Aww.
Man, that sucks.
But it was actually over an episode of Bluey I just watched with our kids.
Dude. Bluey is tapping into some adult stuff right now.
Dude,
I'm telling you.
I saw a Bluey clip the other day popping my algorithm.
I think Bluey would be good for you to watch, Jose.
Maybe I should.
See, it's not safe to tell the truth in your real life. Not even to your family.
Aww.
The only safe place is right here on our show during the Masked Speaker, where you can stay anonymous and shed all those secret tears that Paw Patrol made you cry.
That's right.
And one of our listeners wants to tell her truth today. She's chosen to go by Angela. So, Angela, welcome to the Cry Zone. You're safe here.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
We cry a lot, too, so if you start, we'll start.
Jose and I, you show us one sappy video, and both of us are just welled up.
Even thinking about a sappy video.
I know, sir. That's
we've
not even a lie.
Waterproof this studio because of all the tears that get shed in here. But, Angela, the voice changer is on. You are the Masked Speaker. Whenever you're ready, let's hear your confession.
So my friend confessed something to me recently, so it's not my confession, but it's a secret, and it made me pretty frustrated.
Your confession is somebody else's confession.
Oh, my God. You're the one in the friend group that can never keep the secret, aren't you?
Alexis would do this. Who would be like that?
We love gossips on the show.
Yeah,
go
great.
Ahead. What did your friend tell you?
So it's an old college friend of mine. You know the type, like really fun, kind of flighty, kooky, not just like focused on school, but a good time, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
And regular jobs were never really her thing. So we were always curious what she would do after college. But so for the last few years, she's been running a, like a fruit and veggie stand at a local farmer's market.
Oh, that checks out.
Okay.
And then she's a ski bum in the winter.
Yeah,
like the flowy skirts. I'm like, buy organic, you know?
Absolutely.
Okay. The stereotype.
So she posts, you know, like the type of picture she posts on Instagram, right? Just that different events with her little tent and her funny little play on words with it.
That's right. Okay. She's got her crystals lined up to make sure her energy's right.
Well, hey, I mean, it's good that she found something like she likes.
Yeah.
Totally
okay.
Everyone.
We were all like, cool. She got it figured out.
Uh-huh.
But then she just told me she's not even a farmer. Mm. She doesn't garden. She goes to like a local grocery store whenever they have a deal, and she'll just buy them in bulk and wash them and repackage them in those cute little like wooden boxes and stuff, you know?
Wait, what?
So then she goes to the farmer's market and pretends to be part of it and says like organic, even though it's not. It's basically conning people and reselling like all the apples or whatever at a higher price.
Oh my God. When I see a sign that says organic, I don't question it. I just go, oh, that's why it's $2 more.
Well, there's no regulations, right? On it, at
I
a farmer's market.
About
background check?
Don't you need to like apply with a permit and show your license and things in order to get a spot there?
So I don't know if she like forges those because do they really check them? Or like,
I'll say I had my best friend in junior high. Her parents were running the same type of scheme. They literally importing tomatoes and cucumbers from Canada. And then if I stayed the night at her house, I would have to sticker, I'm not joking, hundreds of tomatoes. And they would re-sticker them with Spirit Lake Greenhouse tomatoes on there.
And
so they were called Spirit Lake Greenhouse tomatoes. And people thought that they were grown locally.
And they had children as part of the scheme?
Dude.
I swear, name any crime, Brooke has a friend in Idaho who totally is doing it.
It's true, though.
Me and my friend Sarah used to do a bunch of money laundering back in the day.
It's crazy. Like, you don't know where that stuff is coming from always.
Yeah. Oh, I just never thought, like, my mind is blown right now.
But Angela, so your friend confessed to you that she's basically scamming people at the farmer's market?
Reselling regular apples.
Yeah.
Oh, how does that make you feel?
Well, it's just not cool. Like, I told her that karma's going to get her, and it's a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so she actually almost got caught once.
No.
How?
By another farmer or something?
Someone found a dole sticker.
Oh, she forgot to take off the dole
sticker.
That's really funny.
How did that get there?
I know. She came up with a story on the fly about, like, oh, yeah, there's this prankster going around sticking them on all of our stuff. They're like anti-farmer's market.
They're like...
The farmer's market pranker.
How are you locally growing pineapples?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah.
You know, it is kind of shady, but a lot of the people who go to the farmer's market are so, like, snooty and pretentious. I only buy my organic kumquats here.
So. I think that they're maybe trying to, like, care about the environment a little bit. And, like, buy local so that...
Let's give up. Yeah. You know what?
Well, I just want to say, if she's listening... I'm not saying your name, but you know who you are, and I think, for the record, this is a terrible idea.
I imagine there's five people listening to this, like, I'm doing it too!
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like, it's what vintage clothes shops do, right? Like, they call it vintage, but really they just went to Goodwill and found the cutest stuff on the racks, and then now we're selling it for triple.
Wow, that is a great comparison.
So, I don't know, I mean...
Is it that wrong, then?
I don't know if it's right or wrong, but it's what's happening. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe give Brooke this girl's phone number because she wants to buy some fruit. But thanks for confessing. Text in 78592. If you have a confession you've been holding on to, we can hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you our next mass speaker. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We don't get many requests like this, but we love when we do. Asking us to prank a person who's getting close to retirement. Give them one last laugh before they sail off into the distance.
They don't laugh a lot, though.
They need it. And today we call a guy who owns a chain of laundromats. And what he doesn't know is he's about to be in big trouble.
Because there's
a sharp-tongued lawyer with a dash of southern charm who's ready to take him for everything he's worth.
That's right.
I'm talking about Big Rick.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think he's got a legit case.
Does
but
he?
Hear it for yourself in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Why, hello there. Is this Larry S***, owner of the laundromat on a 42nd and James?
Yeah, I own a laundromat there. Who's this?
Well, hello, friend, and good morning to you. My name is Big Rick.
Okay.
I am a lawyer. You may have seen my TV commercial for Big Rick's Biscuits, Banjos, and Bodily Harm. That is me.
No, I haven't seen that. But
We are the Southern Slingers of Legal Solutions. We also own the company Peachtree Paralegals.
What? Yeah,
I'm all right. You see the theme, friend? Southern.
Yeah, I see the theme.
On the TV, I'm dressed up as a big old judge in a courtroom, you see. And then instead of a gavel, I'm holding a big old turkey leg in my hand. That was towards the holiday season.
Sorry, I missed that. So, what exactly can I do for you, Big Rick?
I'm actually calling because one of my clients was doing laundry over at your little establishment recently, and he got himself hurt. Worse than a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. Imagine that.
Well, yeah, well, I can't imagine that. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you see, my client was using one of your fancy tumble spin heating machines or whatever. I don't know what your city folks call them.
Yeah, we call them dryers.
Oh, a dryer. Is that Creole? I do like me some Creole, my friend.
I don't know what Creole is, but...
Anywho, he had just done finished his load, and that buzzer went off like a hoot owl on a moonlit night. You know, a buzzer. That was a buzzer sound.
Yeah, they all do that. What is the issue?
The issue is... That dryer my client was using did not have any warning signs on it.
Oh. Well, a warning sign about what, a buzzer?
I'm not saying that the contents inside could be hotter than a long-haired billy goat in a Louisiana pepper patch.
Oh, come on now.
Holy moly.
For God's sake, it's a dryer.
Okay,
of course, things are going to be hot.
Okay, what I'm trying to tell you is my client reached in and grabbed a sock, and he done fried up one of his meat hooks nice and crispy.
Wait a minute, you're saying he burnt his hand on a sock? How is that even possible?
Well, that would be my question for you in court, friend. How is that possible?
Huh? If you're going to sue me, because your moron friend doesn't know the dryers are hot. Go right ahead.
Hopefully we can keep this behind legal doors, if you know what I'm saying. And you just write us a check to the tune of $40,000.
$40,000?
Yeah, and I will just walk away. I will actually probably do a little dance on the way out the door, if I'm being honest, but I will walk away.
Yeah, I guess you would if you got $40,000. For a hot sock.
Now, look at here, friend. If I was you, I would just pay the money. Because I have a very successful track record of litigating similar, dare we say, legal kerfuffle.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, you're gonna. Because I represented a client last year who slipped and fell at a payday loan store.
Look,
now, he was burglarizing the place, but it does not mean accidents don't happen.
Okay. You know what? I have heard enough of this BS.
Oh, I don't think you did. That man got paid twice.
What?
Once from the negligent owner who had recently waxed the floors. And second, that big bag of money he was making off with, they just done gave it to him.
Listen, you are a crook, a shyster, and an ambulance chaser. I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Well, it sounds like you have issues, friend. Well, my issue is your wife said that you would be laughing by the end of this phone call, and you are not laughing whatsoever.
Did you just say my wife?
Oh, your wife, Sally. Her and I had a long talk, and she set you up for this prank phone call. And if you don't laugh, she said she will testify against you in court. So laugh.
How the hell do you know Sally? How do you know my wife, Sally?
Laugh. Because this is a prank phone call. This is actually Jose from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, man. I'm sorry.
I can't believe my wife did that.
Dude, she said you own a laundromat and you're getting close to retirement, and I don't know, she said just mess with you somehow.
Well, mission accomplished.
Okay, time to retire today.
I just might do that because this is pretty over the top, my friend.
Well, if you need a lawyer to sue yourself, I know a guy who will take the case. Oh, I guarantee we win.
I'm going to call Peachtree Paralegal right away.
Oh, of course, all Southern Slingers.
Oh, I'll call them too.
Wake up every morning with phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Sometimes when you're in a relationship, you're gonna have to deal with the haters.
Oh.
The ones who don't believe in your relationship.
Aww.
Who have doubts that it's the real thing.
That's sad.
You know, whether that's your best friend, or your in-laws.
I mean, they have a point.
Or one of your side pieces.
Oh, yikes.
I don't know why. I just don't see this working out between you.
Wow. Judgy.
Well, not too long ago, those haters were us.
What? Wow.
We thought maybe one of our listeners was just getting played.
Uh-oh.
And we tried to warn him.
Yeah.
Well, we may need to eat our words today.
Uh-oh.
Because
really?
Guess who's back to fill us in on what's happened since appearing on our show. They're possibly going to throw love right into our face for a special second date update.
Quick, open your mouth, Jose.
We're going to do it right after this.
Second date update.
Whether we want to admit it or not, guys usually have a type when it comes to dating.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe you're into brainy girls or sporty types.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or ones with really large hands that can open the pickle jars that you can't.
I want to meet that girl too.
But one of our listeners, Zach, clearly has a specific type that's kind of unusual.
Okay.
Attracted to beautiful women.
Oh. Weird.
Unattainably beautiful. Oh. Isn't that right, Zach?
Unattainable for most, not for me.
Okay.
We're here for you, though, because apparently he's found a brand new unattainable woman that he wants to track down.
Who'd you meet this time?
This beautiful girl named Taylor. Uh-huh. I met her on not like the average dating app, one of those higher end ones, you know.
Ooh.
And then she spends a lot of time in my hometown and in Vegas. I noticed she's a model. She models. Like she's wearing these fancy outfits, riding horses, and those outfits are not made for riding horses, let me tell you that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are they made
like,
for?
That sounds painful.
Yeah,
like, it sounds like maybe a photo shoot,
yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
I mean, I hope.
Well, model, right?
Yeah.
I feel like
like we're pretty far into this and we haven't quite gotten to her personality or like
bro,
your connection.
Gorgeous.
I mean,
no one really cares about any of that, Brooke.
Yeah, she does. Beautiful. She cares very much about that. I mean, she gets hit up nonstop probably by men looking for dates. Why did she go out with you out of everybody?
Try not to take that as an insult.
No,
Zach, okay?
It sounds like she probably gets inundated.
Well, to be honest, I really think it's my persistence. You know, like we've been chatting for a few months now.
Oh, wow.
Months, wow.
Is she responding in these last couple months? Or?
Yeah, she's responded like 5 to 10% of the time.
Oh.
Okay. Well, she sounds like a busy woman with all the horseback modeling and it takes a lot of time to figure
out. How did you get to know her when she's responding so little?
So we've actually met up.
Oh, you did?
Oh.
Yeah. I noticed she was back home. The app lets you see the location.
Oh, that seems dangerous.
Well, I think just like when you're in town.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like you can tell.
Brooke has no dating app.
I'm sorry. I'm not on dating app.
No.
Update.
These people will be like, this is a person's a mile away from
you. Yeah, within 5 miles or something like that.
Yeah.
Where did you guys go? What'd you do?
So I just sent her a text. I was like, made dinner reservations for two at this 5-star place.
Oh.
Nice.
Would you like to go?
Okay.
And she was like, yes. But I'm warning you, I'm a little stressed out.
Oh.
And we sit down for dinner. Get this. She starts to cry.
Oh.
She's really sad?
Yeah. And then I realize the reason she's been stressed out lately is because she doesn't have a car anymore.
Oh.
And
is
she do
shop?
Acting? Okay. Do you know?
Why doesn't she have a... You said anymore?
Yeah. Is it like gone or is it in the shop?
She didn't want to go into detail. She was like, it doesn't matter. I just don't have one anymore.
Oh, no.
But
she was explaining, like, the reason she's stressed out is not just because she lost the car. It's because she can't get to her shoots and it's affecting her career.
Oh, that'd be so frustrating.
Okay, yeah, that sucks.
Can't Uber to the shoots?
Yeah.
That's true.
I am
a little concerned about the next
thing
that happened.
Why? What happens?
You guys don't see what she's...
sad and needs something?
Yeah, you don't see what she's setting him up for?
Sounds like a nice lady who needs help.
She's going to gold dig him.
What?
So you guys know where this is going.
Yeah.
She basically told me she would like for me to help her, to buy her a car.
To help her receive
I'm so
a car
shocked.
For you.
I can't believe there's women that can get this done.
Oh, it happens all the time.
She didn't specify a new car. She just said a car.
Okay.
That's reasonable, Jeffrey.
Not, not much
her
to
her
ask.
Yeah, no, like, I'm not a simp. I'm not going to buy her a car after the first date.
Okay.
I just let her borrow my mom's car.
What?
Okay. Oh, wow.
That's
so
not a simp movie.
Yeah. Are you sure you're not a simp, bro?
How long did she have it for?
She's had it for a little over a week, you know?
She's had it, so
she still has it.
So she stole it.
Yeah, so that's the thing. This isn't just to get a second date. I need your help to get my mom's car back, too.
Oh, my gosh.
What did you tell your mother?
It's wild.
My mom's on break right now. She's not back for another few days. She doesn't need to know.
She doesn't know the car's being borrowed by a beautiful model.
What did you tell her? Did you tell her it was your separate car? Or did you say, oh, you can borrow my mom's car?
I just told her I can arrange for a car.
Oh, so she thinks it's yours, bro.
Wait, did you give her a time limit? Did you give her a time limit?
She said it was just going to be a couple dates, and now
it's
been a week.
Over that. Oh.
Wait, is the location thing on the app still working? Because now I think we do need to find her.
I know what you guys are thinking and how it seems, but like we text back and forth quite a bit since our dinner. Mm-hmm. So like it's not that she like stole it or anything. We're still in touch. It's just kind of awkward to be like, yo, give me my car back. You know?
Thanks for putting the responsibility on us to get this done for you and your mom.
By the way, the reason why he thinks it's weird, the girls don't agree, is because he looks good right now. Like he doesn't want to blow it and say, this wasn't my car.
Yeah, you guys don't have to let her know it's my mom's car. Like, don't blow my cover.
See?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll come back. We'll call beautiful Taylor for you. And we'll try and get you another date and hopefully get your mom's car back.
Oh, my God.
We'll do a second date update right after this.
Second date update.
You're in the middle of a second date update, and we're going to find out how the couple is doing right after you hear part two.
Today, we're on a mission.
Oh, this song.
We're trying to figure out where in the world is Zach's mom's borrowed car at. Because
oh my god,
he offered to let his date Taylor, who's an Instagram model, by the way, borrow it so that she could get to her photo shoots more easily.
And I think she's more than an Instagram. I think she's like a real life model.
You know, it's a very generous thing for him to do without his mom's permission first. Yeah. The problem is that was a week ago, and Zach has not gotten the car back yet.
Oh.
Now, he also wants another date with her, too.
I cannot believe he wants to go out again with her.
Yeah.
So, she's a borderline felon at this point.
The situation
he gave it
is,
to her. He's the one that let her borrow it. Yeah. He's not doing anything wrong. He hasn't even asked for it back yet.
But the thing is, we've been so wrapped up with the car borrowing stuff, we kind of got sidetracked from asking more about the actual date and the time that they spent together.
Yeah.
Like, Zach, was there any, like, romantic? Was there a kiss at the end of the night or anything like that?
I mean, obviously, when I gave her the key, she gave me a little kiss on the cheek.
Oh,
on the cheek. Okay. Oh.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me use you for your car kiss.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm sorry, Zach. That was nice. I think really what's happening here is the people in this room are jealous of
that's
you.
That's it.
I absolutely am.
I wish I had my mom's car to drive around.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. Jealousy is the purest form of flattery. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you all. So much.
You're welcome.
You know what? I'm sure this is going to work out great.
We're going into this with a lot of positivity. Let's call Taylor, try and get your mom's car back, and then also get you a date with this smoking hot girl, okay?
This is exciting. I haven't spoken to her since the date, so it's kind of cool.
That's a good sign. Awesome. I'm excited to talk to her, too.
Hello.
Hey, is this Taylor?
This is Taylor.
Hey, Taylor.
Hi, Taylor.
Hope you're not driving right now. You're on a radio show with a team called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hi.
Oh, I usually take the calls through my agent.
Oh, no, it's not that.
We just want an interview, please. You're the hottest model in the industry.
We're not looking to book you for anything, but we did hear that you're a model from one of our listeners that you went on a date with recently.
No, this isn't about hiring me for a job.
No, models are actually pretty useless in radio. Can't see much.
What we're doing is something called a second date update. That's where we have listeners email the show if they're trying to get a hold of somebody they went out with. So you recently went out with a guy named Zach.
I'm sorry, wait, remind me who Zach is again?
It's worse than we thought.
You went on a date with him about a week ago.
He said that you were stressed out and you showed up and you were crying.
Wait, give me more.
What do you cry?
You don't remember crying?
Dates?
What?
Zach has a fleet of cars that he owns, and I think that you may be driving one of them.
Yeah, no, I believe that I do have a car of his.
Okay.
Okay, good. We can confirm that.
Now we know who Zach is.
Right?
That's the guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Thoughts?
Yes, no, I still need this car.
No, thoughts on Zach. Yeah. I meant
on the date, like what you thought of him. Like, he's obviously a really like giving, caring dude to let you use one of his cars.
No, he's great.
Okay. This is
anything else you needed?
Yeah, this is way more challenging than I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah.
So maybe it would just be easier if we had Zach talk to you directly. Because he's on the other line right now wanting to talk to you.
Hi, Taylor. How's it going? How's the car?
Oh, hi. Yeah, it's good.
Good. If you ever get confused about, like, any of the features, you know, I can always come over, help out, show you, like, seat warmers, all that.
I'm good. I'm sorry. I've been so busy.
For sure.
And, this has just, like, been the worst week ever.
Aww.
And, you know what? Actually, I'm glad you called because... So, at my last shoot... Someone walked off of my bag, and
what?
I loved that bag and had all of my stuff in it.
Uh-huh.
And I know this like really great place that does like an amazing discount on Louis.
Oh no,
Louis!
What?
Oh.
What do you mean?
Zach, she's asking you out on.
Wait, why are you involving yourself in this?
Come on, guys. First, the car trouble that she had, and now her bag. That's like a lot for anyone to go through. Let's just try to be in her shoes, right?
Yeah.
Probably could use some new shoes, actually.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, some loose shoes.
She likes the red bottoms.
Look, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Almost all of my stuff is in Vegas right now. I'm like kind of stranded here. Like, I don't have any of my supplies. My bag gets stolen. I have car trouble. Like, and you guys need to have, like, no pity.
Zach said that you're from here. You don't have any friends or family to help you out. I mean, this is a guy that you literally didn't know who we were talking about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah. You know what? I really don't have time for this. I am very stressed out. I've got a lot on my plate.
Okay. Brooke, look what you did.
Yeah. So, Zach, are we doing the bag thing or not? Because my schedule is, like, super packed, and I need to, like, figure out what's happening.
Oh. Okay.
Of course we're going to do the bag. I apologize for these guys. They don't understand, you know, like, guys, how expensive can luggage be? Like, I inherited a lot of, like, bags from my dad.
Maybe you have one she could just borrow.
Yeah. Like an old Samsonite, like from 10 years ago?
Leather sides.
Something like that?
I'm allergic to dust, so I really need new, clean things in my life.
Wow. Dust in the suitcase?
Wow.
I think I've heard of that.
I didn't get that.
It's weird. The car didn't make you sick.
Yeah,
you
that's weird. I mean, roll the window down, I guess.
I will say, Zach, it's not that bad of a trade if you get the car back and then buy her a bag. I mean,
wait, I still need this car. We didn't say anything about giving the car back. What?
I thought you two had talked about that before, right?
He might need it back, though, Taylor, like, for real.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, by Wednesday, the car should be back.
But don't you have another car? I mean, you came in a different car.
I mean, I got a fleet of cars. I don't know if you heard my homie say that before, but, you know, it's just I need them back, you know? We could actually do dinner again, too.
Look, I really might need this car. I think it's a week, two at the most. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty simple, Zach. You could swing that, right?
You know, obviously, honey. Of course, I could make that work for you.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my guys,
you are such
a
sucker,
man.
Zach.
Oh my God, don't listen to these losers. You're the sweetest, Zach.
Oh my God. Can we at least pay for the dinner?
She's probably allergic to gift cards. Yeah. They were in our prize closet.
And,
it's pretty dusty in there.
Dusty gift cards.
Yeah. So
gift cards. I haven't used those in years. Like, I didn't even know they still made those things.
Yeah. Ever since you got that black card, you don't want to worry about anything.
Right. So you guys, sounds like you're going to go out one more time, right, Taylor? We have that locked in?
I mean, the date may have to float depending on, like, my schedule and what I'm booked for. It keeps changing by the minute. But,
okay. That's understandable, totally. But
you two work it out.
I feel like this has been a success. We set out to find out where the car was, get him another date, and now we've done that, plus added a new luxury bag into the mix.
Oh,
yay!
And for the first time ever, we don't got to pay for dinner.
Yeah!
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We all doubted them months ago.
Oh my God.
But guess who is back to prove us all wrong?
Wow. This is crazy.
It's Zach himself on again for an update. Zach, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Wait, is it only Zach on the phone?
I don't know. Is Taylor there?
No, Taylor's a little busy right now, but you guys were wrong.
Oh, really?
We thought she was using you for
what?
A car.
There was a
car.
Lot of doubt in here. What happened after we got off the phone with you?
So she didn't return the car for about a month.
What?
Oh,
a month? Your mom went a month without her car?
She did, but, like, it was just a misunderstanding, you know? Like, to be honest, I was the one who was getting antsy. And I just kind of reported the car stolen, which was my bad.
Oh.
Wait, what?
What the heck? Well, she did steal it.
Did you just casually drop that?
I mean, look, I'm not the kind of guy that gets taken advantage of, so I just have to take a stand.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, you don't seem
like
it.
Wait, so what part of this are we not wrong?
Well, you got to hear me out. So, like, she got caught running a stoplight, and they took her in, actually. And then, get this, like, so she's in jail. And she uses her one phone call on me. Like, how romantic is that?
No. Wow.
Desperate, bro.
Son,
romantic.
She just wanted the charges dropped.
Come on, guys. This is romance. Like,
I hadn't had a phone call from jail that wasn't romantic. Oh. So I'm with you.
You felt bad when they finally caught her?
I did, because, like, I'm not a monster. I have compassion, and, like, just her using that one phone call for me meant, like, so much to me. And I was like, this is the right thing to do. So I went and paid her bail.
No.
You bailed her out?
Never
gonna learn.
On the report that you put in.
Oh my God.
It was a misunderstanding.
Oh my god. So what? Where's Taylor now?
She's moving to Vegas, and I'm helping her get started over there, like, you know, just paying the deposit in the first month's rent.
You are getting finessed.
Man. Dude, you're a good guy, but you're too good of a guy.
I'm just supporting her dreams, you know? Like, we're not in a committed relationship. She said she wants to see things step by step.
But have you guys ever gone on a date and, like, kissed?
I'm sure it's coming.
Okay.
Year 10 of this relationship is going to be super
hot. Year 10?
Zach, my man.
She's just misunderstood. That's all it is.
And there's nothing we can say to change your mind on that.
No, this is like the happiest I've been. She's amazing.
Well, if you're happy, I guess that's all that counts.
They said money couldn't buy happiness.
That's right.
You don't have money. That's right.
Not anymore, I guess.
Good luck with the whole thing with Taylor, man. Wow. Keep us updated on your situation, all right?
We're happy you're happy, brother.
Honestly, keep the police updated.
You guys are going to feel so silly when you're at our wedding one day.
I hope so, man.
Yeah, I know who will be paying for it.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Maybe the most embarrassing thing to ever happen during a work from home Zoom meeting.
What?
And yes, we have the audio of it.
Yes. Oh, let's go.
Plus, you've always heard that you're supposed to brush your teeth at least twice a day.
Yeah.
Of course.
But when shouldn't you brush? One dentist says there's three specific times when it's a really, really bad idea.
Whoa.
And her post is now going viral. You're going to hear it when we play the audio coming up in a brand new... That's happening right now. I don't know if you saw the study out of Cambridge, but doctors say no matter what, especially during allergy season, do not hold a sneeze in.
Oh, really?
Really?
Because if you do, not only can you get serious health complications, but out the other end will shoot some... And that is almost impossible to clean.
Ew, that's going to stain.
It's TikTok Click Shock. Going over the best TikTok from the past week. We're going to get right to your first TikTok Click Shock, which is from a cookbook author named Marilyn Smith, who's in her 50s. Her username online is Marilyn the Queen of Fiber.
Wow, this really goes with your opening.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
She just got tens of thousands of views on her latest post where she shares her new healthy life hack to keep your body in working order.
Okay.
I'll let Marilyn explain it.
About 60 minutes after we've eaten, we put on our running shoes and off we go. Now, why do we do this? Well, we eat a lot of fiber, so we have gas. Everybody does. And, you fart when you walk. So that's why I named it that. But the main reason that we do the fart walks is because by walking for as little as 2 minutes, we usually walk for about 10, 15, 20, but not really quickly. It's more of a moderate walk. We are helping reduce our chances of developing type 2 diabetes.
Oh.
So sign yourself up for fart walks.
For fart walks, huh?
Yeah, you never knew.
When I see someone coming down the sidewalk and they switch sides of the streets, maybe they're just on a fart walk and they're trying to be courteous.
Yeah, they're not terrified of you.
Or they're scared of you. I was gonna say.
Someone in the comments put, forget hot girl summer. This year it's fart walk summer.
Alexis,
I dare you to post a video of yourself using that hashtag.
Never.
She would
literally
deactivate
the boys would love it.
Just to prove science wrong, I fart all the time and I never walk. You can do it laying down. I hope you guys know that. And I also did develop type 2 diabetes.
I think that was a lack of walking.
but I'm pro farting. I focus all on the fart.
We're going to give you the crown for
Thank
it, Jose.
You
wear it.
Thank you.
That's a TikTok click shock. Let's go to your next.
Woo! TikTok click shock!
From a girl in California named Jessica Vercelli, and she put up a video that got over 1.7 million likes.
Oh.
Because her mom had to take an important Zoom meeting.
Okay.
And so right before, she told everyone in the house they had to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
This is really, really, really important. Except the mom made one mistake.
What was that?
She left her dog's water bowl right next to her work desk.
What is that?
And the Zoom call went like this.
Oh, no. Okay. You're hearing my dog. Her dog bowl is right next to So I have some good news, too. So as we go down below to
Christine, your questions earlier about
loudest dog slurping ever.
So distracting.
Can you not remove the dog?
I don't know. I feel like no one believed her.
Yeah. Obviously, a bunch of people weighed in saying maybe don't put your dog's water dish right next to your work desk.
It was so loud you couldn't even hear anyone.
And they
talking.
Drink till that's empty. Yeah. They do. God.
Another said, rumor has it that dog is still drinking from the same bowl.
Yeah. Also, why is that the thirstiest dog ever?
Yeah, it's a good lesson, though, before your next online work meeting.
Okay.
Be mindful of where you put the water
bowl. Look at that. We learned something today. Hey. TikTok Click Shock.
That's a TikTok Click Shock. You're next.
Woo! TikTok Click Shock!
It's from a dentist in jolly old England who's going viral for her important message on the three times you should never brush your teeth.
All right, why do I feel like we shouldn't believe English dentists?
Yeah, it's a British dentist word. I don't know. Take this with a grain of salt, but we're still going to play you the audio. Here it is.
You should never brush after you've just vomited. This is because the contents of the stomach are extremely acidic and the mouth is in a very acidic state. So if you brush straight after, you're basically wearing away your enamel. You should never brush straight after breakfast. This is because if you brush your teeth, you're rubbing that acid on the tooth, which is a mineral, and it can wear it down. Don't brush your teeth after you've just had sweets. Wait at least 60 minutes. This is because when you've just eaten sweets, the mouth has digested it into an acid, and that acid is going to get rubbed on the teeth and destroy the enamel.
Basically, you have a two-minute window in your entire day where it is safe to brush. Do not miss it or don't take the risk.
Yeah. Dude, who's the nasty person not brushing their teeth after they throw
up? I know, that's the first thing
that
you want to
do. I don't care about my enamel at that point, lady.
You brush right down to the gums at that point.
You can't puke and rally, go back to the party and be like, wait, everybody, just give me like 3 hours, okay?
It's not safe. Look, that's a TikTok Click Shock. And your final extra cute.
Woo! TikTok Click Shock!
This one was posted by a mom who got millions of views on this. She was filming her daughter eating food at a Mexican restaurant. So why is it so popular? Because her daughter, who looks like she's maybe like 3 or 4 years old, thinks that she knows how to pronounce the word quesadilla.
Okay.
Quesadilla.
Well, here's how that went.
What's that called that you're eating?
Quesadilla.
A quesadilla?
Nathan always has quesadilla, so I'm having.
What do you call it?
Quesadilla.
A quesadilla.
She's got a case of ideas.
Case of ideas.
I'm the worst mom because, you know, I have two. I have the older one and then the younger one, and the older one's always trying to correct the younger one's pronunciation. Don't change it. It is so adorable. Don't you dare correct him.
No matter how disrespectful it is to the Mexican cuisine.
That's so cute.
I told you, soup's cute, and that's the perfect way to end this edition of...
Woo! TikTok Click Shock!
We got
TikTok Klakashika.
Yeah. They're going to go viral now.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win Brooks Box!
Well, look who's back. It's Danielle, who's 0-1. She's the hairstylist to the stars.
What stars?
Or just a mod down the street, you know.
Okay.
Whoever's available. But Danielle doesn't just like her job. Mm-hmm. Some people like it. Danielle loves being a hairstylist.
Hey.
She gets to make people feel good every day and play therapist while they're in the chair.
That's great.
No, honestly, what's the juiciest piece of gossip that you got this week, Danielle?
Yeah.
Spill. We won't say names.
Oh, boy. I actually had a client come in who was telling me about this guy that she was seeing, and she goes on, and the story sounded very familiar, and then it turned out that it was my client directly after hers ex-husband who...
Messy!
I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and smile.
Oh, my God. You're like, I actually know a lot about the man that you are actually going out with.
More than I care to know.
Yeah. Most therapists don't tell what all their clients are like going through in their personal lives, but Danielle's a different type of
therapist.
She spills the tea.
She's a stylist, man.
No,
same
thing.
It's a type of therapy, bro.
I hear all the juicy stuff from the other people that come into my stylist. There's no secrets. Nothing stays with your stylist, Jeffrey.
Glad to know the rules.
No oath.
Yeah, well, Brooke, you have to leave the room now so that me and Danielle can talk. Just
by the
mommy,
way, did you guys hear Brooke dyes her hair?
Oh, don't tell anyone. But Danielle, you know how the game works. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you can say pass, you do have to beat her outright, though, if you want to win. Are you ready?
Okay, yes.
Okay, good luck. Your time starts now. Which Kardashian sister turns 45 today? Is it Kim, Courtney, or Khloe?
Courtney.
In the Toy Story movies, the wiener dog is named what?
Pass.
There are 10 provinces, but how many territories are there in Canada?
5.
Gastronomy is the study of what?
Your stomach.
The Black Hills is home to what famous U.S. monument?
Mount Rushmore.
In the world of Harry Potter, the spell Aguamenti creates what out of thin air?
Pass.
All right. Well done, Danielle. Brooke is going to now come back into the studio. And rumor has it that Danielle's going to be going to the coast for her birthday.
Oh, sweet. That's awesome.
Is this a landmark birthday? You finally turning 21, Danielle?
I am. 21 plus 20 plus more.
What do you like?
Got experience.
What are you going to do at the coast?
My friend lives down on the coast, so we're going to go stay with her. She just turned 40, and so we're going to celebrate our birthdays together.
Oh, that's
so fun.
Just watch out for two drunk 40-year-olds wandering around the beach.
You got it.
And then when we come back, we want to hear all the gossip about her.
Right,
too.
Okay.
Yeah. You come back and tell us everything.
So fun.
Now, Brooke, it's your turn. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Your time starts now. Which Kardashian sister turns 45 today? Is it Kim, Courtney, or Khloe?
Courtney.
In the Toy Story movies, the wiener dog is named what?
Oh, Stretchy?
There are 10 provinces, but how many territories are there in Canada?
4.
Gastronomy is the study of what?
Food.
The Black Hills is home to what famous U.S. monument?
The one with all the president's faces. Mount Rushmore.
In the world of Harry Potter, the spell Aguamenti creates what out of thin air?
Water.
Ooh, this could have been a good one today. Let's head on over to the scoreboard and see how you did with Jose.
Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
Bolaños.
Danielle, you got 2 today.
Okay.
And then Brooke, you did get the same amount of questions.
Yeah, but my hair doesn't look as good as hers.
Probably not. But you got 4.
Sorry about that, Danielle. Going to 0-2 all time against Brooke.
Oh, man.
Let's get some answers in for everybody, though. The Kardashian sister turning 45 today is Courtney. She turns 45. She is the oldest of the sisters.
Oh.
In the Toy Story movies, the wiener dog is named Slink or Slinky.
You're close.
I was like, what is it?
I know, Stretchy something.
Because he has that Slinky in the middle of him. There are 10 provinces in Canada, 3 territories.
Oh, dang it.
The Northwest Territories, Yukon, and Nunavut. Nunavut?
Yeah, I think it's
one of those. Gastronomy. Thank you. Gastronomy is the study of food, the culture and relationship of food with people. Black Hills is home to Mount Rushmore. Here in Harry Potter, Aguamenti creates water.
I knew
out of
you
thin
did.
Air.
Good job, Brooke.
Yeah.
Oh man.
That's all right. You got 2 right. You're onward and upward, right?
Yeah.
Next time you call in, maybe you'll get 3.
Yep, I did better this time than last time, so we're moving up.
Progress. Right. There we go.
And here's the good news. Even though you didn't beat Brooke, just for playing, you get a pair of tickets to see Kane Brown's In the Air Tour at T-Mobile Park on August 16th.
She's
excited.
Yeah, it's awesome. Go get your tickets to see multi-platinum country artist Kane Brown today. You can sign up at Ticketmaster.com.
Awesome.
Okay, and before you go, I've just been thinking.
Yeah.
Do I go back to bangs? Do I cut bangs again or do I not?
Because bangs are back in style.
Okay, well, we'll talk off air.
Okay, we'll talk off air.
Hey, Danielle, thanks for coming and playing again. You're welcome anytime. We're going to do Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.